All right, guys, so let's talk about unity and Trinity. So we've been talking about God. We've been talking about his essence. We've been talking about his character. We've been talking about his attributes. If we're going to have a discussion about God, we have to talk about two things that almost seem contradictory, that are very hard for us to wrap our mind around. And through the years, people have tried to come up with different ways to illustrate it, and to be honest with you, they're not good illustrations. Okay, so when we get to it, I'll explain why. Okay, and I'll mention some of the examples that people have tried to use to explain, for instance, the Trinity. But if we're going to talk about the Trinity, we got to start, first of all, with the unity of God. Okay, so what we're going to look at here, first of all, when we talk about unity, the unity of God means there is but one God, and the divine nature is undivided and indivisible. Okay? So everybody understand kind of a theological way of saying it? So it's basically saying there's one God, and he's not divided, and he's not able to be divided. Okay? And that is what Christendom has believed for the 2,000 years of its existence, and that's where the Jewish faith is, where Christianity came out of. There's only one God, okay? Now, only one God. So the reality is that there is only one God is the great truth of the Old Testament, okay? So let me go through some scripture. So, for instance, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 35 and 39. Here's what it says. To you it is shown that you might know that the Lord is God, and there is no other beside him. Verse 39. Know therefore today, lay it to your heart, that the Lord is God in heaven above, and on earth and beneath, and there is no other. There's only God. Okay? Only God. 1 Kings chapter 8, 60, verse 60. This is the interaction with King Solomon and the Lord. That all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God. There is no other. Okay? There is no other. Now, the same truth is taught in the New Testament. There's only one God. All right? There's only one God. John 17 verse 3, this is from Jesus' high priestly prayer where he's interacting with the Father. And he says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you. This is what Jesus said, the only true God and Jesus whom you have sent. All right, that's interesting, isn't it? Now, there's one other side point here. Did you notice what he describes eternal life as? What's eternal life here? Just read what it says. That they know God. And the knowledge here isn't a knowledge of facts. It is an intimate knowledge. That you know him intimately. That is, our eternal life is going to be knowing Jesus intimately and experientially, knowing God intimately and experientially forever, because he's the only God. He's the only God. Now, 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus, Christ Jesus. So again, Paul is reiterating, there's only one God. All right. Now, because God is the only one God, therefore, he is therefore unique. He's unique. There's no one else like him, okay? No one else like him. In fact, here's what the scripture says. If we go back to the Old Testament, Exodus 15:11, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? There's no one like him. Now, all right, so let's stop for a moment. There's only one God. There's no other God. You might meet somebody who's a Hindu. By the way, we do have Hindus in our community. Do you know that? You know we have Hindus in our community? Yeah, we do. Where are they? They own the hotels. Have you gone to the lobby of a hotel and you notice behind the counter, you'll see interesting statues or pictures and so forth. They're actually of gods. Because Hindus are polytheists. They believe in many gods, okay? Many gods. So you might interact with somebody, and they also own, it's not just Pakistanis who own the gas stations. They are also possibly a Hindu that might own a gas station. Now, Pakistanis are Muslim, so they only believe in one god, but if they're a Hindu, there's a chance that they believe in many gods, okay? Now, the thing is, for you and I, there's only one God, right? Only one God, period. And he's unique. So let me ask you, what's the significance of that for you and I? I want you to think about that for a moment. What's the significance about that there's only one God and he's unique? What are you asking me, George? There's only one person to go to. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's good, Bruce. Anybody else? All right. Let me help you. Here's one that came to my mind. He's unique. There's only one God. And then the next thing that occurred to me, and he wants to have a relationship with me. That just blows my mind. Do you know what I'm saying? That just blows my mind. Because I want you to think about it for a moment. The God who created everything. Who's in charge, who's got everything going on, who's moving everything to a point, yet he wants to have a personal relationship with me. Now, we have a president. Do you guys have a personal relationship where he's calling you up or interacting? He's like, hey, I'm inviting you down to Mar-a-Lago, let's play some golf. Is he doing that with you? No, why? Because he's busy. And you're insignificant to him right now, right? God, the thing that amazes me, there's only one God, and when I think about it, he's unique, and yet he wants to interact with you because you're not insignificant to him. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that an awesome thought? Yeah, so he's unity. Let's talk about unity a little bit further here, okay? So we're going on here. Next thing I want you to notice is he's undivided and indivisible. Now, we've got to make that point. So God does not consist of parts, nor can he be divided into parts. How do we know that? Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Okay? He's whole. He's not divided. All right? Now, having said that, the unity of God allows for the existence of personal distinctions in the divine nature, which is one. Now, this is going to be hard because while we're talking about this, all right, does everybody understand what the Trinity is? What is the Trinity? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three in one, all right? Three distinct